Okay.
Well, that's one you just bake on top of the stove. Mm-hmm. Make some bread and just bake it on top of the stove.
What does it look like?
Looks, I thought it that day he said so, like dog bread. Mm. That's what he called it.
Dog bread.
That's what he always called it.
What did you call it?
I called it dog bread too. Mm. When he cooks it on top of the stove, mm, you know it ain't much bread.
But some people call it a
whole cake. Mm. I heard people call it whole cake. If anybody's in a real big hurry, you know, mm-hmm, and cook a little whole cake of bread. Mm-hmm.
Did people ever boil cornbread along with their greens?
I have seen people do it. Mm-hmm. I've seen Mrs. Beck over here, she's dead now. She would cook her cornbread down real low, and then she'd take her some of it, like I tell you about that hot water bread.
Yes, ma'am.
And she'd make it up in a pan, and she'd take it a spoonful and drop it down in there, not cooked, you know, in that turnip greens. Mm-hmm. And it looked like dumplings, like she just dropped it off in there.
Yes, ma'am.
And she'd cook it all in amongst them turnip greens. Mm. And you know it would be good? Mm. But I ate some over to her house, didn't it?
Yes,
ma'am. The only time I ever eat in my life like that, but it was good.
Mm-hmm. Did you like pot liquor?
Yeah, I always liked pot liquor. Mm-hmm. And that just looked like it thickened that pot liquor up, you know. Mm-hmm. Now that's why she cooked her turnip greens. Mm-hmm. With that, I regularly call it that hot water bread in it.
Yes, ma'am. Did you cook anything with your greens?
No, I never cooked nothing like that in my greens. They wouldn't have eaten it.
Did you ever put any kind of boil along any kind of meat?
I always boil meat in mine.
Mm-hmm. What kind of meat?
When we had meat at home, I cooked my meat, hog meat, but since they don't allow me to have that kind, I put a slice or two of bacon in my anything I boil. Mm-hmm. I don't think a slice or two will hurt.
No, ma'am.
And it sort of flavors it, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't like nothing boiled without a little taste of meat about it. Mm-hmm. And that don't give it the right kind of taste to me, but still it beats nothing.
Yes, ma'am.
I have to fix it the best way I can.
Did you ever boil fat back?
Not a little bit.
Fat back didn't have much lean to it, did
it? No,
it
ain't got no lean to it. Mm-hmm. I ain't never used very much fat back. I've used a lot of middling meat. Mm-hmm. And boiling. Mm-hmm. Now Estelle Ford over here, she's been cooking meals for me and sending over here a whole lot to me. And one day she sent Joel meat. She fried two slices of Joel meat, and I'm telling you, they was that long, and it was at least that wide. And she fried every bit of the grease that was in that piece of meat out and sent along with it dinner. Hmm. And that was as good a meat as I have eaten in my life. But I just eat one piece one day, and the next day I eat the other piece. I was scared of it because it was hog meat. Mm-hmm. I know that I wasn't supposed to eat.
Yes, ma'am. Hmm. Well, have you ever heard of a corn dodger?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
What is that?
Corn dodger. I've heard of corn dodgers. Now, what is a corn dodger? I know just where it's in things. It's left my mind. Okay, what is a corn dodger?
Well, I don't know exactly. Some people tell me it's the same, it's like a hoe cake. Other people say it's like what you call dog bread.
Yeah, it's bread of some form. Mm-hmm. I tell you, you can buy.